Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
I just loving this day. It's just been incredible. We had, get this, started off the show with the co-founder of CrossFit, now doing something amazing. You could reach her at bmanifest.com. We had the co-founder of Life is Good, starting off selling t-shirts, $75, turning into over $100 million plus company. And then we just had the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame NFL kicker and part of Alliances, Nick Lowry. Well, it just keeps getting better. Wait till you hear who we've got next. It's all about bed, but not just any bed. It's about buying a mattress. And there's so much that's, you know, you really got to know what and how to do it. But imagine being able to build a gigantic company with, get this, mattresses. But he's changed the concept for it, really turned it upside down. And we have here in the studio JT Marino with, he is the co-founder of TuftandNeedle.com. So JT, first I got to ask you off the bat, how did you even get involved? What was the inspiration of, well, I want to grow up and I want to sell beds, mattresses?
It was definitely not a thought I had as a kid. Really, it was sort of serendipitous, coincidental. My background is software engineering and design. My co-founder and I, we were working at a tech startup in Palo Alto. And honestly, we came to this point, we were just tired of the next app and wanted to do something different than just software. You know, it's Silicon Valley is really becoming pop culture these days. And I feel that we're sort of losing sight of some of the bigger problems that are still needing to be solved. So 2012, flashback, we're at this tech company. I end up going shopping for a mattress, and that's a whole nother story, but suffice it to say, it was one of the worst shopping experiences of my life. It was worse than shopping for a car. And so this is really where the idea started to come together. This is a big industry, age old, and it seems like it's stuck back in time. It's missing technology, it's missing innovation, all the things that we've been a part of, all the things that we've really learned from technology, and it seems like this is something that's just been untouched. And so what we did, Dehi, my co-founder and I, we built a single page website just to do this test, and we essentially, from that experience, that shopping experience, and even just using the mattress itself, the things we didn't like about it, we described what the mattress would be like, what the services would be like, and we put up a photograph and we took out an ad and launched that site, and within 15 minutes we made a sale. And at that moment we realized the problem wasn't just for us, it's much bigger than us.
Was there anybody at the time you started this selling mattresses online?
Oh sure, mattresses have been sold online since I don't know, maybe even before 98, but that's as early as I know of.
So then how did you create the niche, and why have you just, well, let's talk about your growth, and then I want to find out how that all came to be too. So you started off, you put up a website, mm-hmm. Within 15 minutes, you get a sale, so you must have been just jumping for joy.
That's exactly what I did. I jumped out of my chair and said, jackpot.
All right, so you sell the one. Now let's just fast forward. How many have you sold online, or approximate, or give or take? Can you share something like that?
By the end of the year, we'll have about 1 million people sleeping on a Tuft & Needle.
1 million. So you're going from 1 to 1 million. Now talk about then, how did you differentiate yourself in the marketplace? I mean, you said there was other people that are selling mattresses. Why are they going to your site?
Yeah, so the companies that were selling mattresses at that time were sort of mattress stores, sort of like what you would see a mattress store online. Many, many, many options. Very little information. You're still using a lot of the same tactics and gimmicks that a typical mattress store would use, but just in an online sense. What we did that was very different was we are a company. We design our own product. We design this mattress, and we sell directly to you. And so it's a brand, not a store. And another big difference would be we have just one model in the different sizes. You know, twin up to king. But having one model that really caters to comfort and cooling instead of thinking of it like firm or soft, we're able to address most people's needs. So what you need with sleep is pressure relief and support and cool sleeping. If you go after those, and this was our thesis, if you solve those really well, then you can make a mattress that works for somebody who likes firm and somebody who likes a mattress that's soft.
Just incredible. And you're listening to Alliance's Heroes with me, David Kogan. Be a hero. Go to where entrepreneurs align. Be part of the community of entrepreneurs, mentors. You may have the opportunity perhaps to meet JT live in person at one of our experiences. That's JT Marino. And you could reach him at tuftandneedle.com. So he starts off selling one bed online. Within 15 minutes, he gets that order, turns it into over 1 million beds now sold. So what's the next thing for Tuft & Needle as you continue to grow?
Well, honestly, it's taking where we are right now and just continuing to scale it. The growth is so great. The supply chain and just all of that hiring, there's a lot of challenges when you build a business. And maintaining and keeping up with, the qualities and the innovations and the culture and all of those are become more and more challenging as you grow. So that's something that we're not going to drop the ball on, and we're going to stay focused on. From there, I mean, there's definitely other products that our customers have been asking for. So as an example, we just developed a pillow. It just rolled out a couple months ago. And you may have some other ideas of where we might go from there, but
that's fantastic.
Yeah,
it's an amazing story, and you guys are doing a lot for the community and stuff. But I got to ask you, because we're getting a lot of messages, as it says, ask him about the billboards and stuff. Tell me, who came up? How did you come up with these? Well, first of all, share the thunder of what the billboards say.
Okay, the current billboards right now say flipping the mattress industry upside down. Learn the truth, TN.com. And the billboard is actually upside down, so you have to read it in reverse. But I think the one that really started catching people's eyes were these billboards that say, mattress stores are greedy, learn the truth, TN.com. And really what that's about, one of our core values is to be disruptive and is to challenge the status quo. That was really one of the main drivers behind us getting started. And so what we're saying there is we're not trying to, beat around the bush. We're not trying to be mediocre we're trying to get straight to the point and make a statement and just call it out. One of the issues you have with mattress stores, most mattress stores, is they're buying product and then they're reselling product. And so typically your typical mattress is marked up at least four times what it was, cost to make. You've got commission salesmen, you've got, paradox of choice, and on and on and on. All these things, these tricks, prorated return policies and restocking fees. And, I always love to hear when mattress stores say they have a 0% return, 0% return, because they don't allow for returns, or it's interesting. I mean, there's definitely different kinds of stores with different amounts of gimmicks going on, but not to say that they're all that terrible. But I would say that what we've found from our customers is, and from our own experience, is that the majority of them are.
We've got a little less than 30 seconds left, but I need to ask you too here is that, let's talk about children and stuff who have dreams of really changing, flipping the industry like you have, of starting their own company, and again, changing a complete industry. What advice would you give to them? Maybe let's talk about 2 to 3 secrets that you would say to children. Hey, you want to grow up, you want to do something, these are some of the key things that you should look out for.
I would say, well, for us and for me, what's always helped me is thinking about, what are the problems that I'm experiencing? What are the issues that I have? I think for this advice would be probably more for young adults, is just think about what's bothering you, what's a pain in your butt, because if you find something that just you ask yourself, why am I doing something like this? Why is it like this? you know, that's a good starting point to making a hate list of all the things you hate about something, like, you know, whether it's a service or a product or something that you do day to day. And from there, you can start narrowing that list down into some features that you can, you know, use as some guiding thoughts behind developing a product.
Well, I got to tell you, JT, you and your company fight for the rights of customers looking for a better way to rest comfortably. You took on the big mattresses to change the sleep industry. JT Marino, you're a hero. Co-founder, make sure you go to tuftandneedle.com. And again, this is David Kogan with Alliances, so continue to stay tuned every week so that you can listen and learn as we unmask our heroes.
You have been listening to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. Alliances is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups. To present your superpower, visit www.alliances.com. To unmask Alliances Heroes' secret identities, be sure to tune in every Thursday at 9 a.m. right here on Money Radio 1510 and 105.3 FM.